We've been looking forward to it for some time now. I think the preparation has gone pretty well for us, and yeah, I mean, can't wait for it to start. The preparation has been great, and you know, it's a great venue for us to start, kick off the campaign. So hopefully we'll start off in a right note.
Just a word about Zimbabwe. Clearly the weaker team in the group, but are you looking at the South Africa game, or are you focusing first on Zimbabwe?
No, Zimbabwe is very important. I mean, they can, you know, be a surprise element altogether. They've got some young talent, you know, good combinations. So we just need to make sure we're not complacent, make sure we get the job done, you know, play to our potential should not be a problem. But the focus is pretty much on Zimbabwe. We've got a few days after that to think about South Africa.
Who out of the other nations do you feel is your biggest threat? How do you think England will fare?
Well, I think, you know, pretty much all the other teams are, you know, very strong units. You know, when you have Australia ranked number 8 or 10 in the world, that means, you know, all the other teams are doing pretty well. So any team on the day can be very forceful. But, you know, it's all about momentum, getting, you know, combinations right, guys, you know, getting into form, peaking at the right time when you come on to the knockout stages. So we just take one game at a time and see how it goes. England's always going to be a surprise element. You know, they've surprised everyone in West Indies how well they played. They came up with a game plan, executed it pretty well. I'm sure they have something like that here as well. So any team on the day can be very, very good.
Will England miss Kevin Peterson?
Well, I think so. You know, KP will bring something special to the party always. You know, the last T20 World Cup as well, I think he was a player of the series or something. So he's always going to be a force to reckon with, but he's not here. I'm sure the New England side has a game plan. They've got some exciting young talent coming through. They'll be forced to reckon with.
And the last one versus Sri Lanka, no outright tournament victory since that wonderful win in 1996. You've got to a couple of finals, so do you feel pressure as the home nation and with that long wait? Is it time to end that?
Yeah, I think, you know, lots of finals, I think three since then, but, you know, just positives are that we're getting there. We're doing a lot of good things in big tournaments. So as long as we prepare ourselves, you know, get ourselves into those situations, we give it a good crack. If we get to the finals, we know what we need to do. So let's hope first we get one game at a time and get to that situation and then decide what we need to do.